I was out of town last week for work, and I was doing some training. And for those who don't know, I started a new job. So with the company that I'm with, they send us for a week. During this time, you start at the bottom. Even though I'm a director, they basically start you at the bottom and you learn what everybody does. I've been doing this for, it feels like 100 years, but I'm getting back to the basics, so to speak. So they had me working with this older lady who should be retired if you look at age, but she's very good at what she does. And for those of you who don't know, I'm in facility services, so I work in a hospital. Well, they put me with her. We had to clean an OR after a surgery. Now, it's dirty, it's a lot of blood, and you don't talk a whole lot. You know, you just do what you gotta do to get out. But she and I were talking, and she said, "So, tell me about yourself." And I said, "Well, I'm in Atlanta, and I'm down here training." And she said, "Well, how long have you been doing this?" And we just chit-chatted about me. And then she said, "So, does your husband work?" Are you looking at me? I mean, and I said, "My spouse works." And so she said, "Well, okay." And asked me a couple more questions. And then finally, it just came down to it where I just had to say, "My wife works." And here's an older lady from Rome, Georgia. She's lived in Rome, Georgia all her life. I'm thinking, oh Lord, she's going to go crazy on me. But she leans over to me and she says, "Good for you. I have a wife and we've been together for 45 years. And I said, "Get out of town." That goes along with my sermon, because I'm going to talk about the mask that we wear on a day-to-day basis. And at that time, I could have chose to wear the mask of disguise and said, "Yes, ma'am, my husband works." But then I would have never gotten to minister with her. And she ministered to me right back. And I would have never got to see her in a true, authentic way. But it got me thinking about the masks that we wear on a day-to-day basis. Every year around October, all these stores appear and they all pop up everywhere. And you have all these costumes, and they might range from princesses to zombies. It's the one time a year that we can wear a mask and nobody questions us, right? They just are like, "What are you going to dress up as?" The mask that we wear is on a day-to-day basis that we get in trouble with sometimes. We hide behind a mask of a false smile, or, you know, we hide behind these headphones with that we shut the world out, or my favorite is dark glasses and, you know, inside. People wear glasses and they're not even celebrities, and it just makes me wonder, like, but you have those masks, but then you have emotional mask, right? And we hide behind them because of fears, and we hide behind a mask because of maybe our insecurities. We hide behind that mask of name dropping because we want to seem more important. Or maybe we're unsure about our power, so hide behind that mask of being a bully because we want to make people feel powerless to prove our worth. We might hide behind the mask of anger, or behind the mask of debt, or behind the mask of, oh, we have the perfect marriage, but yet everything's falling apart. And so it just made me wonder, like, what mask do we wear? What mask do you wear? I can't help but think of how fake are we when we're wearing those masks. Kind of like almost an imposter syndrome when you have on a mask. You're an imposter. You're not being your authentic self. You're not being who you truly are. You're being fake, in a sense. As I think about it, I went back to when I was like 7 or 8 years old, and my mother, she was not legalistic at all. She could care less about religion. She was just like, "You know, Jesus, all right, we're cool." But she let us dress up as anything we wanted to be. So this particular year, I was a werewolf. I dress up, and she goes, "Oh, you're not scary enough." I went over to my neighbor's house, and I had on all this stuff, and my neighbor just pulled my mask off. She goes, "Oh, it's just you. It's just you." that made me start thinking too whenever I was thinking about it. That is our greatest fear. It's people will pull our mask off and say, oh, it's just you. But guess what? Being you is actually the most perfect thing that you could be. Oscar Wilde said, be yourself because everyone else is taken. Right? And if you're interested in the spiritual perspective of it, the psalmist wrote, I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. So God made us. He made us just as us. He made us to be us, not to be what the world says we should be, not to be what our friends say we should be. He made us to be just us. And here's the cool thing, is just us is just enough. That's the only person we have to please is him. But I'm going to give you three practical reasons why we should shed our mask and why it's important that we should. The first thing is we can never, ever, ever, ever live to our full potential by wearing mask. And there's a lot of people who can do the same thing we do. Some people can do it better. But guess what? They can't bring our personalities. They can't bring our worth. They can't bring our creativity. They can't bring our spirit. They can't bring any of that to the same jobs that we do because they're not us. They have something that nobody else can match, and that's you. That's your personality, and that's who you are. The second thing is relief. By taking mask off, it will relieve you because living an inauthentic life will wear you out. It's exhausting. You know, you put on this mask of whatever and this mask of whatever and this junk mask and whatever, and then you take it off because you're with these people, and then you put it back on because you're with these people, and then at church you're totally different and you have to put this mask on. It's exhausting. And sooner or later, you forget who you are. We should get exhausted loving people. We should get exhausted by feeding people, giving people what they want, being who we truly are. We need to get exhausted for the kingdom of God. But guess what? It's ineffective when we're not putting on our authentic self. When we're not our true selves and we're using masks to hide behind, how can we truly share Jesus with anyone when they can't even trust us, when they don't even remember who we are because we're this way one time, we're this way another time? We tend to hide behind our lies and all that. So how can we effectively share Jesus doing that? We can't. And when you get exhausted working for Jesus, you will be rested like never before. The third reason that we should shed our mask is healing. Because every time that we withhold ourselves, our true selves, we carve a piece of ourselves out. But in relationships, especially spiritual relationships, we cannot be healed, we cannot be whole unless we offer up every piece of us. It doesn't matter if it's broken. It doesn't matter if it's ugly. It doesn't matter if it's junk. Until we offer up every piece of ourselves, we're not giving our authentic selves. But see, masks make shallow what God intended to be deep. And we weren't born with masks on, so we need to take them off. It's hard to take them off sometimes because we get so used to telling somebody this about ourselves or that about ourselves. We lie about who we are. I've known people that start relationships with someone and they completely lie about who they are, but then they really and truly start caring for that person, and then all of a sudden they have to be real, but then they can't be real. Because if they are real, then that person's not going to trust them, or they're not going to love them. So they can't be real. They hide behind this or that or whatever. So it's important that we become really authentic in everything we do. I look at my life and have I always been 100% authentic? No, I haven't. But you learn from that. And you say, you know what? I'm just going to be me. Because I'm better at being me than being somebody else trying to pretend to be me. Because I forget who I am. When we're not being authentic, God can't effectively use us. And if he can't authentically use us, then we'll never be up to full potential of what we can be in him. This is going to be a short message. Here's the thing. We need to be ourselves with no apology. We need to be ourselves with no shame. We need to be ourselves with no regrets. And the only way that you can do that is by living an authentic life. Have we all done things that we are not proud of? Absolutely we have. Tracy has something on her Facebook page and it says, tell the truth even if your voice shakes. I think, was it Eleanor Roosevelt? Somebody important somewhere said it. Sometimes you just have to be, you have to tell the truth. And you know what? If people don't accept you where you are and the truth about who you are, guess what? There'll be somebody out there who will love you, who will be your friend, who will be your confidant. You know what? I'd rather somebody like me and love me for who I am than who I'm not any day if I'm not telling the truth, because sooner or later, I'm going to forget who I am. And it's the same way with God. If we go to God and we try to sugarcoat everything, he knows the truth anyway. It's just as easy to go to him and say, you know what? I've screwed up. I've just messed up. I did this. I lied about that. He already knows. So what is the shame? The shame comes on us when we go to him and try to pretend that we're all squeaky clean and everything's okay. That's where the shame comes from. That's where the regret comes from. That's where we feel powerless in the spirit, because the devil uses that very, very quickly and says, well, you're not being who you say you are. And the world wants nothing more than to pull our mask off and expose us, because they want to feel better about themselves, because they're wearing masks too, likely. So when you start to pull off that mask and you get a little bit uncomfortable because maybe you're being found out or you're not comfortable with what people are seeing, don't put it right back on. Because when you do that, you're just setting yourself up to have to tell more lies, to have to put more mask on. So be bound and determined that you're going to pull that mask off, and whatever is exposed, and the people that are supposed to be in your life will be in your life, and if they're not there, then guess what? They're not supposed to be there. If people can't love you for who you truly are, you don't need them in your life. But if you have to pretend to be someone else, then guess what? That person is not a person you need in your life, because likely, if they're wanting you to be someone else, then they're not who they say they are either. So let's be authentic. It's not hard. What is hard is living all this stuff that you're not. And will it be hard when you pull those masks off and people are like, oh, they'll forget about all that. What they'll remember is who you are, who you authentically are, from that day forward. I respect somebody who says, you know what? I didn't totally tell the truth there. Am I a little hurt? Yes. But I can respect somebody who says, you know what? I screwed up. I wasn't very truthful there. You know, I shouldn't have said this about such and such. I didn't tell the truth about that person. I can respect that. Honesty goes a long way. And when you're not honest with yourself, and you're not honest with people, and you're not honest with God, then guess what? You're living a lie. I mean, that's basically what you're doing. And you can't effectively serve people. You can't effectively love people. You can't effectively love your spouse. You can't You can't do anything effectively if you're being somebody that you're not supposed to be. I challenge you today to live an authentic life, to pull those masks off and ask yourself, what's going to happen if I pull this mask off? Or what's going to happen if I pull that mask off? Likely nothing. But what will happen is that you'll start seeing yourself the way that God sees you. And you'll start seeing people the way God sees them. And you'll start to become familiar with the truth. And so that whenever you're tempted to tell a lie, then you're like, I just need to be honest about who I am. And God can work with that. Because mask, and I'm going to say it again, mask makes shallow what God intended to be deep. He wants you to have deep relationships. He wants you to have a deep spiritual connection. He wants you to have deep marriages. He wants us to have, you know, the best of the best. And we can't do that if we're not being truthful with who we are. You just cannot do it. When you're tempted to say, oh, this is where I came from, or this is where I am, or this is blah, blah, blah about me, just remember, God intended things to be deep for me. He intended them to be whole and the best that it can be. And it can't be if I'm not authentic. It can't be if I'm trying to sugarcoat who I am. And sugarcoat means lie. So let's be authentic with people and with God. And if you're in that place that you need to take those masks off, start peeling them off one by one. You don't have to do it all at one time, because you might get overwhelmed and think, oh God, I got to put all these, I got 100 of them. I can't start with 99. Start with one, just one. And will it still be hard? Absolutely. And as you're doing it, you'll see that it becomes easier, but it becomes a little bit easier each time. Thank you.